באמת אנחנו שמחים שאתה איתנו, יושב איתנו בשולחן, מכבד אותנו בנוכחות. We are really pleased to have you. We don't have any special request for any special נושא, אין לנו נושא מיוחד, אבל כבוד הרב יעשיר אותנו.
אני אתן את הנושא.
בכבוד.
זה גמרא, אין מסכת ברכות, אין last stage. תרסייד, כשנכנסו חכמי ישראל לכרם ביבנה, אמרו נפתח בכבודה של אכסניה. חכמי ישראל, כולם מבינים עברית? איגליש. חכמי ישראל, our rabbis before 2000 years ago, they taught us. When you're going to learning to learn someplace, at the beginning you must to say something good, something nice about the place where they receive you to come in. You must to do that. That's the Gemara in Brachot that says, "Niftach l'chvodah shel achsaniya." Ve'ani chayav l'chvodah l'chvodah shel achsaniya mi'od sida. And I have to do that for another reason. To some person religious, from Turkish with Bulgaria together, is not too much. It's same like Hametz Bepesach and Jewish religious home to found. It's very, everyone is diamond when it's coming back from there. Because they are lost after the first war. A world war, they are lost everything. Even in Turkey, it's not easy to found religious people from that time. And Bulgaria at all, what happened there? They are killed, all religious, very hard. Kill the religious, not the people. And to found everyone who is coming back is something dangerous. That's what the Torah says, Veshavu banim ligvulam. When Rachel Imenu, she started crying about Israel nation when they're going to out from the country. Ko amar Hashem kol berama nishma. Nehi bechit amrurim. Rachel mevaka al banea. Me'ana li'inachem al banea ki enenu. What Hashem answer? כה אמר השם, מנעי קולך מדחי ועינייך מדמעה, כי יש שכר לפעולתך ושבו מארץ אויב. Don't worry, all of that are coming back ושבו מארץ אויב. But that's not enough. ויש תקווה לאחריתך ושבו בנים לגבולם. To come to the country is nothing. You will see how many people coming to the country but not coming to the place. And they are in the country, and they are crazy there. That you can see them after Israeli people here, how they are sitting here, what they are doing here. A few of them that sound here, the religious really, not there. You can see them in every place. Yes, but what he promised us is not only to come, the Shabu Meheret to Yehud, is to come from the other countries back. That is not enough. That came already. That's coming already. It's in the middle. First he said, we have a merit for you. In the beginning, David came from all countries, but very, very. But all the things, but everything, no problem. And don't worry, don't say, look, Israel nation and Israel, garbage, more death from other places. It's true. It's true. But the Gemara says, Israel, when they are up, they are very up. When they are down, they are very down. They cannot be in the middle. When the Jew is okay, it's up. If it's bad, it's better than everything. Yes. Still, American and other people are afraid from religion, from Israeli to anymore. Afraid. If it's not liar, if it's not thief, or not, I think. And many, many hotels, Israelis are not receive. Because if he's going back, he's taking also the tower with him and everything. Taking!
In Turkey, they don't want Israelis in the hotel.
They took the forces.
This is something, because, you know, they came with all down. But don't worry, don't think that there is not there. It's not there. They're still okay. But it's covering. When you want to take the gold from the earth, it's not look gold. It looks something black and in pieces with the, you cleaning that and cleaning them and cleaning them until it's so gold. So, something special. That's cost a lot. Every Jew has gold. No one know. But so many covering. Now, the same, what Hashem promised Rachel at the beginning, he came, Beshavu Meretz Oyev. But in the second, what he promised is still yet to come. Beshavu Banim Ligvulam. Ligvulam, what is a Gvul? Gvul is when you...
Border, boundary.
Yes. Everyone, when he know where he is, that's my, around me. Gvulam is when they're coming to know the religious way back. Everyone. For that, you will see two promises in promise Rachel. First, the Shabu Meretz Oyev.
They come from the land of the enemy.
Yes, that's coming. But it didn't say sin, not the Gvulam. It's not Gvulam. Gvulam is that it came to know where they are. What they are really. That's where it came. And every person in the religious is came to him to fall from that places. Everyone is diamond. It's not only gold. It's something, this Kvoda Shel Achtania is not Hanufa. It's not, I didn't say that because he said that, he's giving me for him more. The deal is closed already. He took my Sfarim and he wants to give me honor, he doesn't say that or not. The deal about what I will feel or not is not a deal now. It's true. I wrote it in the Sefer, but now I'm going to print Sefer about my grandfather. Chacham Menachem. And he came from Sufis. From Istanbul.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was, this is 12 years, still 20. I was in his home, he raised me.
And
it's
true.
And? Huh? Yes, yes. That's in front of them.
Yep.
Front of them.
I was sitting next to his grandfather, listening.
And that time, I met many people inside that came to him, friends. One of them, it was Rabbi Avraham HaKohen. He was from that place, from Menester. Menester. Is Bulgari, but it was Spanish people there talking Spanish because it was before the First World War, it was under Turkish. That's Bulgaria, Turkey, that was going by Europe to Turkish, going and coming.
Saloniki also.
Saloniki is Greece, is other part, is Yavan, is other side. It's not Europe side, it's another side. So, this is Abraham HaKohen, I remember him. He was tall. He had over 80 years, I remember him was walking. When he walks in the street, he took stick.
Bastoon.
To go, he closed eyes. The stick, he told him when to stop, when to go in, and continue for the cars and other things. I saw him and going in the stick, saying like that, and he fell by his head. The stick was stopping, he was stopped. When his car coming, he stopped. When his car, you know, the stick, he moved. I saw that. Rabbi Hashim, for to keep his eyes and hold his
hand. Hold it close
enough. Shmiratayinai. Rabbi Yosef Volto, he was big Mikubal. When I had 12 years age, when I came to my grandfather to be with him, I saw every Rosh Chodesh one person, Ashkenazi person with Hasidic things, coming in Rosh Chodesh, my grandfather giving him papers, not papers, names, clickers. And he took them after 3 hours, he came back and he said, that should be in life, that would be with him, that, everything answering, same like prophet. I asked him, Saba, from where he came that man? He said, from Kotel HaMaharavi. So then Kotel HaMaharavi is in Jordan. It was 8 years before the word of the second six days.
Bet Israel and the border between
Mandelbaum
was like half a mile.
You can
come
see
on.
To the border, I said 1 mile.
Okay.
I think that I know.
So Mandelbaum is 9.
No, Mandelbaum is nothing from there. It's 2 minutes and walk from your house to the Mandelbaum. What are you talking?
Yeah.
2 minutes and walk.
2 minutes. So we actually used to live right on the border.
Well, some people used to cross the border and go to the Kotel. Right?
No, you cannot do that. It was Jordan there to kill each one. I told him, how is going to Kotel HaMaharavi into the old city? He said, you know the name, to not to see him. To say name, when he's going, nobody can see him. Same like Eir. And he's going there, he's praying, and he's sitting answering. You can go to the Kotel 10 hours to pray there and cancel like you came. Maybe less also. But he get answering. And he giving me the answering. And that means I start to be friends with him. And I spoke a lot about him and that sefer. I wrote it, what I wrote in 9, I talked about him also there. But he told me about that Rabbi Avraham Akoyen from Menester, how he died. And that I want to tell you, how that man he died. He was very good friends with my grandfather, and I was in his levaya to bury him. I was there. It was something like that. Every first Shabbat of Chodesh Adar, he went to Tel Aviv to Rabbi Cohen, the father of the Chalban. If you heard about Chalban, one Chalban is in a
Mekubal.
His father, he was, all Mekubalim came to his home. My grandfather and everything, he was a sitting name. Tel Aviv for them, it was that place. And he was coming there every Friday and to do Shabbat there. And Shabbat morning, he was going to all the shuls, synagogues to make appeal for Rabbi Sha'abi is yeshiva. Mekubalim yeshiva in Yerushalayim near Shalom of Rabbi Mordechai Sha'abi alav shalom. He did that also in that time. He came Friday with his hangbed. Yes? And he came, there Shabbat, he did with them, Kiddush, happy, sing, Shabbat, Lashem. Morning, he did same like every Shabbat, he get up in the morning to davening Vatikin, Netzachama. When he finish, he came, he did Seudat Shabbat very fast, and he start to walk all Tel Aviv. It wasn't so big thing like now, but it was Tel Aviv and Jaffa together. Abu Kabir, this part. From Shkunat Shapira to go to Abu Kabir to do all the things, he walked. And all shuls, he did a piece. After the Gabayim sending the money to the yeshiva. He don't need to come to take the money, they're sending that. He did the appeal, and he came in the middle of the day, and when he was coming back, he was doing his first Mircha Gdola in Shabbat, and 1 o'clock, and coming home, he's doing Sudash Tishit. He did the same thing, he came, he did Sudash Tishit, after he came to the bed. And he kept with the buddies, had to talk Sfarim and learning. When it came time of Arvit, Mr. Cohen, the Malabite, he told him, Rabbi Abraham, let's go to Shul to Arvit. He said, no, I have no permission to go to the Shul. I can't leave my bed. He said, he didn't understand. He thought maybe he's tired. He said, he left him. Rabbi Abraham, he prayed Arvit on the bed, and he went to the Shul. When he came back, he told him, okay, come Abdullah. I said, I can bring you the Abdullah to the bed. Brought him Abdullah, he did Abdullah, all the kavanot. When he finished, he told him, okay, now come for Suda Ravit. He told him, no, Suda Ravit, I'm doing up. Waiting me up for Suda Ravit. There I'm doing nothing, that's the word. He said, what are you talking? You are crazy. You are more stronger for me. You walked all up to Ravit today. I cannot do that. You did that. You're talking about the up to the Ravit up? He said, sorry. There. I told him, let's now start learning together. He said, what are you learning? He said, bring Mishnayot Masechet Tamid. And Mishnayot Masechet Tamid, one Mishnah before the second, page, chapter. Before that, he finished that letter. Before Elu Le'elu, Amru Shalom Akol Shalom. When they, in the morning, every morning, the Beit HaMikdash and the Holy Temple, it was a very rich place. Many golds inside. And many diamonds inside. All Jewish hearts, it was to put things there. And it was there, and out of the Beit HaMikdash, it was only big tree from grapes tree from gold. Every person what he want to give, he was giving one grape, one leaf, to push, to make it grow more, it was bigger. And any time, supposed to be a few people, not good also, so that they want to steal that. And he was afraid for soil. For that, every morning, even if it was people keeping the waste, shomrim, according to shomrim,
guards
and everything, even that, every morning, one part of the Kohanim went from that side, and to check if everything is okay, and the other from this side, and coming in the middle to say, and your heart going, said, okay, shalom, everything is okay. To be sure, everything is okay. Now you understand, even the king is not using his chair. He is afraid for the chair. And he started learning that Mishnah. I told him, he continued. He said, no, Hakol Shalom, everything is Shalom. Finish here. After, you have to know, before 200 years ago, it was in Italy, big rabbi in Cuba, it's called Rabbi Benachiahu mi Modena. Rabbi Benachiahu from Modena. Modena is city in Italy. And you know that special book, it's called Ma'avar Yabok. It's for how to die. It's not for to be in life, for to die. If every Mekubal has that book at home, you can buy that for a few dollars. To know how to die. Especially for to die, when you want to die, and last moment to say the vidui, to send one part of the soul to that world, the other part to that world, the legacy here and that, on all power to give each one and all things of the holy names. And every Mekubal, he died with that book in his hand. He brought that to me from Israel, from Yerushalayim, from Friday. He almost went, he was to go with him. He brought the Sefer with him, and he opened the Sefer, Ma'avar Yabok, and he said to do all things, things, all the names, things, to send his soul to the place that what he must to send. After he called to the Barabbai, Ezra, it was calling Ezra Cohen. Ezra, come. He said, what do you want? He said, yes, one moment. Last moment, come to Shema. אם יצטרכו ששמע ישראל השם אלוקים הוא השם אחד, if you wish אחד, he took the cover to cross to him. So nice. In the morning, I was in Zivaya, and Sunday morning in Yerushalayim, my grandfather did everything. That's only Peter, he was from minister. That's something special. Now, let's talk about Lag BaOmer. We are very near to Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and everything, what happened? We have to understand a lot about Lag BaOmer.
לפני שהרב מתחיל לא להפריע, זה כבוד הרב יעקב כהן, הוא גם מהשכונה
של... זה אחיו.
אחיו של...
זה אחיו, נו. אני רוצה להתחרבש. אני לא התחוטטנו כשהיינו ילדים? לא שיחקנו?
לא, אני אמרתי ששיחקנו גולות.
שיחקנו גולות?
שיחקנו גולות.
אתה חייב לשתי גולות.
לא.
יש סוגי ברוי.
אתה נופי,
יש לנו פי.
אתה יודע, כשסבא שלי פעם נסע למירון עם עוד כמה זקנים, אני גם נסעתי איתם, אז אחד מהזקנים הנחמדים, הוא קראו לו חכם מנשה חבא, הוא אומר, סבא שלי, יש פה נדנדות, בוא, אתה זוכר לפני 90 שנה, 80 שנה, שיחקו נדנדות, בוא נעלה. הוא אומר, סבא שלי, את צריך להגיד שחיינו. זה היה הג'וק שלהם. את תשכח להגיד שחיינו על הנדנדה.
נכון.
דרך אגב, שמעתי ממנו סיפור שמתאים לבחוקותיי, אני אהיה פה דק עוד בטבו ובטופי שבאותים, שמתי ספיישי סטורי, הבאו דיס וויק. This week the parasha is in the Hokotai Telechu. It was one king, when he knew Hebrew. All the kings that there are also languages, he didn't know Hebrew. But he called the rabbi, and he told him, I want to fork you. Fork is not to hang you. To hang you, said, why? Said, he is Christian. And you Jewish believing the Christian is not Mashiach. The Christo is nothing, is not Mashiach. We cannot keep you. He said, no, this is not me, it's the nation. We have not believed it for us, Mashiach, it didn't come, what do you want? He said, no, you're talking his mother. He said, listen, I didn't show, look what's going on his mother, but we have that. We have that. What can I do? If that's the situation, what do you want me to do? I didn't do that with his mother. I don't know. I don't know. And he says, if you will found me in your Torah, Remez, what you're thinking is true, okay, if not, I'm killing you. He said, okay, give me 2 minutes. He starts with Rosh Hashanah. Oy, Lord of the world, please help me, let me not answer him. I'm afraid, he won't kill him. In 2 minutes, he became something is, he said, listen, king, listen. And that parasha was during this Shabbat, is in the Chukotai Telechu, I found. He said, what is found? In, what is in? In is Rasha Tevot. And the Jewish taking the letter, speaks of each letter big. We call Ot, Chorim Ot. Ot,
letter.
Letter. Then Tevai Chorim?
Word.
Word. So each letter we bring word, any words. Said, in is Alif Mem Sufit. Is Rashi Tevot. Umot Makshim. Aye Malkechem. Anachnu Meshivim. Avinu Malkenu. אבל משיחם אינו משיח אלא ממזר. מה אתם היינו? אני אשאל, אוקיי, go, go, please, don't make him more from that, he needs to go. ברוך אתה אמור, אלוהים מלך העולם שהכל נהיה דברו. אוקיי,
אפאל,
now he's at the side. Now let's talk. What is Lag BaOmer?
Bar Yochai.
Lag BaOmer תודה רבה, תודה רבה. אני קצת מכיר את הספר הזה.
תגלה את התמונה, האנשים פה, המכובדים לא ראו את התמונה שלו.
This book, my grandfather, he didn't know Hebrew. Only a little bit. And when he started to write that, in Turkish, in Spanish, in Ladino, I was telling him the letters in Hebrew, and after he wrote that in his Hebrew. I was start taking that sefer. כן, זה אחד התמונות. בספר שלי יש תמונות יותר מעניינות.
לא, יש לו ספר של תמונות.
אתה זוכר אותו, לא?
אבל זה יושב לידו. זה תלמיד שלו, מה?
זה יושב לידו פה.
אני רוצה לשמר את הדרשות שלי, אני רוצה לשמר.
אני פה, אתה לא רואה את התמונות.
כן, ובאל, היו הולכים שם לשמר את הדרשות, גם דברים טובים.
כן. So, the Kitzur, now we're talking about Lag Baomer. So, to start Lag Baomer, I will start what I start before. What I start to say is about Kvod HaSaniya, but the Gemara said that, in Masechet Brachot. There was many rabbis that came to Yavne for learning Torah and one family home. They are getting the place and everything. And first they are talking about Kvod HaSaniya, and after they start learning. What they start? Everyone is saying something. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, what he said? One of the rabbis said, Atida Torah Lishtakach Mi'Yisrael. Mm-hmm. One day the Torah, Israel nation will forget that the Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, never. The Torah, Israel, don't forget the Torah never. They say, Ki lo tishachach mipi zaro. Lo tishachach, it's pasuk mefurash b'Torah, pasuk in Torah, Ki lo tishachach, how is it tishachach? But really, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, he says, what he said in that pasuk, it was something special. Because כי לא תשכח מפי זרעו סופי תיבות עם יוחאי. זרעו היא רבי שמעון. You know how the Torah will keep behind other of רבי שמעון בן יוחאי. He will do what the Torah not to Israel not to forget the Torah. כי לא תשכח מפי זרעו. לא יודעת מפי זרעם. זרעו is one. זרעם is all of them. Only one will remember that. No, the last letters come, Yochai. Ki lo tishachach mipi zaro is exactly Yochai. Zaro of the Yochai is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He will do the point to make for that. Rabbi Shimon he says, don't worry, lo tishachach. And the Kabbalah power, he gets the power not to forget the Torah. Now we talk first, what happened in Lag Baomer? What is Lag Baomer? Oh, I didn't count the Omer. One moment, please. Not forget. If you count no Omer already?
Yeah, in the synagogue.
I'm afraid not to forget. One moment. I don't say, I don't have to say it. לפי הקבלה, כרגע שמגיע את מן עומר צריך מיד לספור. אם לא, הנפש נצמת. חייבים לספור מיד, אם ברגע שמגיע זמן הספירה. אז מי שלא ספר כדאי שיספור.
לא דקלסר.
הרב, אני אבדוק.
זה בעיה, כשאמרתי את זה. אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר קידשנו במצוותיו וציוונו על ספירת העומר היום 31 יום לעומר, שהם 4 שבועות ו3 ימים. חבל, אני חזרנו.
אבל זה בסיכומה ונראה בימים אמן. 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 אמן.
Okay. Now, what is Lag BaOmer exactly? If not they offer Rabbi Shimon, he died. Rabbi Shimon, nobody knows when he died. He's not in your sight. He's not. Is not they what he gets smicha from Rabbi Akiva? It's other things. The soul of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, he has big connection with that day. That day in Lag BaOmer, he changing all the dinim to come to be good. Bitur Gzerot, that day is day of Bitur Gzerot. We have 49 days of Omer. Why is 49? For which reason we counting Omer? 49 days. The Torah says to count 50 days. וספרתם לכם לכל שבת, תספרו 50 יום. You're not counting 50, only 49. The night of 50 is שבועות.
זה שבע שבועות תמימות.
שבע שבתות תמימות תהיינה, עד למחרת השבת השביעית תספרו 50 יום. Supposed to make 7 weeks and other one day. No. 50, we have not to count. What is that 49? You have to know. כל מידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מידה כנגד מידה. That's חכמים said. What is מידה כנגד מידה? If person is told, he will lose money. On in that life, on in next incarnation. But he will lose money. If he beat person, he don't lose money. He will lose his leg, his end. Midah kereged midah is the same thing he's seen what he did, he will get. Also, if he did good thing, he will get the same. He helps person and money, he will get money. He helps him and his life, he will get life. Everything is midah, can I get midah? And very hard life to be midah, can I get midah? If we judge ourselves like we are really midah, can I get midah? Very hard. The Gemara says in Masechet Brachot, when a person is going to the shul every morning, and why they didn't came, is we ask, why didn't came? Because he thought they want money, he starts to curse him. He want money, now he will lose money more. So midah keneged midah, if you go that way, is very hard. But what is midah really? Midah is 49 in Hebrew. Mem, Daled, A, it became 49. Mem is 40, Daled is 4, A is 5, together is 49. The Torah is number 50. No, number 50 is more of Midah. One more. After 49 days, what we have? Matan Torah, we're receiving the Torah. And by the Torah, to my mother, he said, Aruka me'eretz midah. Urchava miniyam. The Torah is longer from midah. Yes? If the midah is 49, the Torah is in 50. It's longer from midah. That's the one I said.
And where is the pasuk in Mishlei?
Yes. Aruka me'eretz mida urhava miniyam.
Miniyam.
The mida, 49, is what you're counting. Why are you counting that? Because to make us, to fix it, what we did bad in the life, not to receive mida and negev mida. The Torah can cover everything. But for to come the Torah to cover that, you must to count 49, same like mida. Yes? Now, mida is 49, we said. Take 33 from 49. How much you have it? Huh? כמה נשאר כשאתה מוריד 33? 15. Right?
6.
49, 16. 49, take 33, became 16, right? Okay. What is that 16? What is the 33? I will tell you something from the Kabbalah, there is no choice. When Rachel Imenu asked from Yaakov Avinu child, Hava li banim, ve'im ayin meta anochi, he start to be anger. Ve'ayin li banim, from where? Atachat Elohim ani? I am under of God? What's that? That's answering? No question. If other women she came to Yaakov and said, please, I need the children. He said, don't worry, I will pray for you. Mishaberach, Imotenu, Sarah, Rivka. He cannot say Rachel Elia in that time. It wasn't already Imotenu. But he said, Mishaberach, Imotenu, Sarah, Rivka, Yavarech, Reishmol, to pray for her. He doesn't understand what Rachel wants from him. She understands he's not God, he's her husband. But she asking in Jibreel because she knows he's only bastard. She's her husband. He can pray. What he say? What I can do? I'm under God? That's answering. In anger, Va'ichar at Yaakov v'Rachel.
Yes, that's
to pray. Why he became angry? To be angry is very not good, not nice, to everybody, to talking about opposite and that, to talk about Yaakov, when he's, what she makes you to be so angry? She will tell her, Atachat Elohim Anochi. The problem is, you have to understand, every name, even name the place, even name the person, he has something very spirit inside. And you moving the name, you can move a lot of problems for that person. Or to give him name, you can give him problems. And Chachamim said, Meshaneh Makom, Meshaneh Mazal. Sometimes, if person is changing the place, he changes luck. Why? For many reasons. One of the reasons, his name with the name of the city can be conflict, making problems. If you go to other place, another name is not conflict anymore. And sometimes his name and the place name, it becomes so good. If you're losing the place, you're losing the good. Meshaneh Makom, Meshaneh Mazal is not only from bad to good, also from good to bad. Mazal with everything. The name is very important. And that name of Yaakov Avinu, the place where they are, both at that time it was Haran. Yes, and Haran it was. ויסע יעקב לגבעה וילך ארצה חרנה, ארצה בנקנה, ויבוא חרנה, חרן, חרן, ידמות על חרן. It's called חרן. חרן is place very, very hard with many dinim inside. How much is Elohim?
86.
Yes? 3 times Elohim. 3 times 86. Nobody answer me?
258.
And Haran, how much came?
258.
Thank you. 3 times Elohim is very small Elohim. It's Bezdin. The call of the Dayanim and the Torah is Elohim. Ad Elohim Yavod Bar Shemehem. Im lo shalach Yavod im lechet Re'ehu. The judge, his name is Elohim. Elohim lo tekalel is about the judge is talking. Don't curse the judge after you lost in the case. 3 times is 3 Dayanim, is 3 Elohim. He became 3 times, it's very stronger. 3 times Elohim became Haran. That says the place what Yaakov Avinu, he fell down to work hard to Lavan Arami, the big Ramai, supposed to be a special place, what's calling Haran. From there to bring Rachel and Leah, from very bad place, very hard place to bring them out. To take them from big dinim. This is Rachel and Leah, it's Haran. Haran it was. When Rachel, she asked him, children and Haran, he became angry. What are you doing? You want me to move Elohim from that place for to bring children? How a person can try to bring children to throw them with that Adin out to bring Rachamim? This is not the place. You can ask me that in Israel country, in other place, but not in Haran. He said, Atahat Elohim. You are place for this Elohim name, very, or working hard in that place. And my job, he came only here, to be slave here from your father, 14 years, very slave. Not sleep in the night, cold the end of the day, very summer, summer and winter together all the time. And after to take everything to bring back from him, and you want me here to bring Jimmer? He became angry because it's something very hard. To do that is to change the world route. For that he became angry, because same like you asking person to do something to move of the point of the route of the world. How come? Do you understand? Yeah. What is Haran? Tahat Elohim Anochi. Now, when Pesach starts, that Elohim stronger can. Is very stronger. For that it's called Yeme Omer Yeme Din. Yemim Kashim. Even Mekubalim not doing Kavanot, only Kavanot of the Omer by himself. Other Kavanot not. And all here, if you want a Mekubalim Shul to daven, forget at work. It's 2-3 hours. Only Shmona is taking them 2 hours, 1.5 hours. Ba-ruch. Same like that we see them. All the Kavanot. We got at the honor time, same like Stibel. Too many minutes finish all the doubling. Because they're doing more such for other people, because they refer not to think about the Kavanot, not to give time to think, right away they're doing that. Because no Kavanot is big sin to do Kavanot in these days. Only Kavanot of the Omer is taking hours. It's taking hours. Rabbi Yosef told me when Rabbi Avraham HaKohen was doing the Kavanot of the Omer, it was taking him 1 hour and a half. And he was to see him, is to see something special, his face, he walked off the ice, doing everything by his mind, not with Sefer, not with book, to see his face, colors going white, red, yellow, white, changing. So to see him is to see something miracle. I didn't saw something like that, but my son David, he told me, he didn't saw high school. I told him, what? He said, when he was in the yeshiva, 17 years of age, for a few years, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, he went every Omer time to Rabbi Kaduri's shul. Oh. There was there around 10 kubalim. All the kavanot is a loader kavanot of Omer, taking them book. Baruch. Something like that. Hours. All them with book. Rabbi Kaduri, but he said, he wants everything in his brain. He was putting his end, saying all Aron HaKodesh, because he was older already, and thinking everything. He said, it was so sweet to see them. To say, one Baruch Homer, it took me less than a second. Because I'm super, I'm not doing it with Kavanot. But there, this. But Kavanot took him 1 hour, over 1 hour, he said, to look them so all mine, same like they are, and Rabbi Kaduri opening with eyes closed doing that, is Abba, Zayama Tok Mikvash. He told me. He didn't want to lose 1 eye to see that. Something special. Okay. But other Kavanot not, is Yemedim, not doing things too far to other side. Not doing. Even the Shemichud, Al-Pi Kabbalah didn't say the Shemichud in this time, only from the Omer. Not in Shacharit, not in other Bisrot, not the Shemichud. This time, Omer time, is something special. The Din till like the Omer is very strong. That's what is said. It's Elohim. And like the Omer is changed from Elohim to other name. Engal, other name. What is Engal? Elohim will change. How will change? Elohim, do you know the letters of Elohim? Elohim is Aleph and Mem. One side is Aleph, one side is Mem. Leave them by them. Make one letter from that, M. The other letters take one more to make them less, to make them to take all the power, the energy, the being out, with the water inside. Lamed, hey Yud. Lamed, he became Kaf, one less. Hey, he became Dalet. Yud, he became Tet. That letter together become 33. 33 is the only name what it's called Engal. That God is Lag BaOmer. And Lag BaOmer he changed from the stronger, same like Haram Chas V'Shalom, to be more Matok. That it was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon is very hard name. Shimon is very hard name. All Shimon, they are came from the first Shimon. First Shimon he was very stronger. He is Nidat HaGvura. Reuven is Chesed, Shimon is Gvura. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because he was so such person, he changed the Gvura. Mizei, when he died, but Kol came out and said, Mizei Ha'ish Mar Ish Ares Mar Giz Mamlakot. He was saying the Gvura, changing that. How to change that? I give you understand. Hashem is not giving bed to anybody. Elmiyahu Hanavi says, Mipi Elion lo tetze araot ratov. If Hashem, you want to destroy a person, what are you doing to him? You know what? Giving him more good. That's when he cannot receive more good, he became crazy, he died. Let's be explaining you. You have a baby. You're giving him milk, you need milk. That is life. With bottle, yes? Must to be that bottle and only one small hole to give him. He can drink. Bigger, more little, bigger, to give him more together, you kill him. We yachanek. I call him we yachanek.
Chok.
He can't. You got him more, not less. You didn't throw his bottle from him to give him the drink. You give him more. The more, that's the problem. How come Gvura, you know how come Gvura? And Hebrew, every letter is something inside. Chesed is good, right? You know what is Chesed? Gober Chesedim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael. Chesed Amati is. Amati is in the letter. Chesed. Try down Chesed. Right. Chesed is 72. If you are believing me, believe him. Okay. Three times Chesed. How much is Ken?
216.
Gvura, how much is?
216.
You see? From where the Gvura came? Two more chesed, three times chesed, you're killing the person. Too much. Too much chesed bringing Gvura. Okay. Now, that Gvura is over time till Lag BaOmer. What happened in Lag BaOmer? Well, also to kill person, to give him so much stronger, you can't. Too much must change you. Three times Gvura, how much is came? 216 three times.
648,
right? Terachem, Amatis came. Terachem, Atatakum, Terachem, Tion. Terachem, Amatis came.
648.
Thanks for that. You see? Three times Chesed became Gvura. Three times Gvura became Terachem. Suppose so have, after it, no more, must to be Rachmanut. To explain you that, I will give tell you a story. To understand that. For sure, did you hear the note of Sa'adiyah Gaon? Sa'adiyah Gaon, before 1500 years ago, he was the big rabbi for all Israel nation. Not for one city. For all Israel nation, in the time of the Geonim and Babel, it wasn't rabbis in other places. He was the chief rabbi for all Israel nation, for all the world. Sending him letters, receiving, coming to visit him. And Israel is very special people when they are loved person because he loves his Torah, loves his to giving him money, giving him gifts. Instead of Bet HaMikdash, כל המהנה תלמיד חכם מן החסד, כאילו יקריב ביקורים. Same like ביקורים Bet HaMikdash, if you giving to person תלמיד חכם money for yourself, not for tzedakah, even if rich. You feeling you giving that to him. It's honor of you giving for his learning, what yes. If Sa'adiyah Gaon was chief rabbi for all Israel nation, he's supposed to be very rich. And he was. Now, at that time, it was two people very stronger than Israel nation. One is Agaon, and the second was Rosh HaGolah. And that time it was Rosh Agura in Babel. It was child, under child from David HaMelech. He was all, not the religious things, the government things, he was to the government to take them, to bring, to do. He was very near to the king, Arab king of Babel. And his mission was all to give him that honor to Rosh Agula. He was king. He only by his acceptance gave permission to sign his signature to the person was his rabbi. After the rabbi, he signed his rabbi. When he put his signature, he became stronger, then he can do and all well what he wants. He had other power. And you see in Ashkenazi books, praying every Shabbat, till now, even if it's not anymore, to the Gaonim, to the Rosh Agula, doing praying with Mishaberach for them. And all Israel Ashkenazi shuls. יקום פורקן מלשמיה, נעשה ראשי גלבטה. הוא זה ראשי גלבטה, ראש הגולה. תילה. אוקיי, הוא סטרונגר. But that's stupid time it was. אוקיי. But סעדי הגאון, really, he wasn't from Babel. He was from Egypt, from Fayyum. His sign, all his signature is Seadia El Fayumi. Same like Yerushalmi from Jerusalem, and Arabic said El Fayumi. Seadia El Fayumi, that's his signature. Because he came from Fayum. Fayum and Mitzrayim is Pitom. Pitom the Ramses. He came from Fayum, then when the other Rosh Agula before him, when he died, he didn't found another one stronger than like him, and that called him to come to be the chief rabbi. When he came, he brought with him one person, student, but he liked him a lot. That person, he came from Egypt, and his family was very rich. Very rich. He left all the money to go after his rabbi to Babel. To Baghdad. And he came with him to the Baghdad to his Rosh Agula, to the Rav Saadia Gaon. And he was Masharet. He loved to be served by Rabbi, his rabbi. And for sure, the rabbi paid for that. He's supposed to family to give, he paid to him. Rav Saadia Gaon, he was very rich. But more so, he was rich, he was rich in other things. He didn't care about his money. Not only even his wife. He had 6 plates from crystal, special crystal. And every crystal had diamonds and all round diamonds. And the needle gold, this gold, bigger, and diamonds. Each one cost a lot of money. Once I said that now, you are okay for all your wife, your life. You don't need it anymore. And that you can be nice, very good. Stay cheap. He had 6, he gets gifts, he didn't know that. It was not time to put garbage things. He put them one after one, 6 at the side and the cupboard, and nothing care about that. Erev Pesach, that student, he took all dishes to the river to wash them. It wasn't saying like now, open the kitchen, you have water. To put everything on the car, to go to the river, to wash each one. All here it was there. Harbe Avak, Echolim Avak.
Dust
there, but to clean everything better.
Yes.
He took all the dishes to the river and he started to wash them and to put them aside. One of the plates. The river came water, and he took one. He stole one. River is the water going, running, go run after one, after the water. forget it. Not there anymore. Now what he will do? He will come to the rabbi, he tell him, listen, that happened. Maybe we trust him. Maybe he said, maybe he loves one. But he was clear. He said, I don't say nothing to anybody. For sure, I know the rabbi. I know his last. If he doesn't know, it's lost. Okay. He took the child, he put something like that. All ear, nobody asked him, what is the fix? Also the rabbanit. He doesn't care about what he has. He was a Beckett, really. Her life, it wasn't really more played, not played, and nothing like woman thought, what should I do? He knew that, and it was okay. Next Pesachim. Did you hear it?
No.
Next Pesachim. He took again all the place to wash them. This type also.
Wow.
When he sat to wash, what happened? The sixth came, and the water didn't end. They didn't give him back the sixth. But he stole last year. To stole one is normally, is not miracle. But to come back to his end, after 1 year to his end, the third coming from the water still to him, is big miracle. He became shocked. He became shocked. That came to his end. Either way, he took everything, he put on the katika to the rabbi, he came inside. Rabbi, give back Habiballah. Taki Arabin. In that Habib Allah, you are the God, he loves you a lot.
Indeed, my God.
Huh?
Yeah.
You are the God, he loves you, something special, you so such, you are. But you won't be relaxed. What happened? Rabbi, look that! All is the reason he took that. He brought now in my hand. Who can do that? Only God, to who? Only persons like you. You are. When the rabbi heard that, he started crying. Same like he heard bad thing. Bad. Besorah. Bad news. The student, he became stupid. He supposedly the rabbi started to say, hi, thank you, thank God, Alev, Tirohazo. Nothing, no jumping, not quietly, even not to say Hashem, thank you, God. Would you bless me? What happened? Crying, saying that bad news. He took his leg outside, as Hashem Rabbim Romav, he did, back, he closed the door. And that year, happened something happened. That's the moment, the story, and all the story, learning that, and the books of the story, and that time, learning what happened. The Rosh HaGolah is called Ben Zakkai. That it was his name. One day, Rabbi Saliak was sitting in the din to judge the people. The niece, Ben Achoto, niece, Ben Achiv, nephew of the Rosh HaGolah, came with person for judge. Yes, the Din Torah with person, but he gets to the rabbi letter from Rosh HaGolah. The Rosh HaGolah, Ben Zakkai, Mr. Ben Zakkai, he sent him letter. And he told him, listen, I had judgment with my friend, my partner, about big money, but before you're doing that, I have got to give you from the Rosh HaGolah. Okay, what do you want? Maybe something. He opened, he wrote it. My nephew is coming to you. I'm not care if he's right or not, you must to make him to be right. Because I can't feel, and my family person will lose him. You must to make him okay. I'm not care if it's true with him or not. Please do that. Signature, my beer, and a connection the beer. My beer, Sunday, he became. What? I will change the Jewish law because that guy? Protect Guru Mipeneish. I'm not care to anybody. I will do what the God wants from me, not from that God which person wants from me. And the moment he asks me that thing, it's not Big Rosh Hashanah anymore, he's a garbage person. I'm not thinking about him anymore. I must do what the Jewish law says. When he judged him, the nephew was Hayav. They call him Hayav. He lost something. He lost. And he told him, if it's judgment, judgment, the nephew, he must pay to the other person. He lost, he must pay other money to his partner. He was sure the rabbi will be one hand, same like that. When he saw that, he became nervous and he came to his uncle. Told him, look, the rabbi, he did it because I'm lost in greedy, because to show you are nothing. What he did, that he did, now I will kill him, I will take revenge. That's the rabbi? I show you what is that rabbi. I will make him nothing. What he did? At that time, Jerusalem, it was under the crossed people.
Crusades
people. That was in Jerusalem. But it was Jewish in Jerusalem, poor people. And Rabbi Shaliah Gaon, he was collecting money, every rabbi, one of the partners to be rabbi, even if not in the contract, is to be paid to the poor people. He knew what's going there. And he was collecting money from many rich people coming to him and sending to Jerusalem to them. That needed money. That Rosh HaGolah, Mr. Ben Zakkai, went to the king. And he told him, Mr. King, I have to tell you something what I heard now, because I love you, I have to tell you the truth. You have to know, the big rabbi of the Jewish, Mr. Saadia, is spies. I gathered that. He said, so more you know that. He said, I found he's taking another money from here, he's sending to Jerusalem to the crosses to fight you. And that money they are buying soldiers. That time was buying soldiers with money to fight. So he's renting soldiers and that money to found to the Arabs to kill them. Because I love you, I told you the truth. You see, understand it? When the rabbi, he finished the judgment, he understood, Mr. Ben Zakkai don't be relaxed. He understood something must came now. And he was very mashgiach, guarding.
Yeah, on
guard. On guard, what's going around him. But Mr. Ben Zakkai told that to the king, he sent right away, judgment and his signature to take to the rabbi to the jail and to close all what here at home and everything, to close. Not nobody come to move nothing, to take nothing, kill the will judge him, the judge will judge. After to see if killing him, all the money, everything coming to the king. And Santiago was sitting at home, he saw in the front two soldiers coming. He understood they're not coming to say hello. Right away he jumped from the window to the yard. From the yard, from behind of the building, he jumped on the wall, a hook, and he started to run away. He ran away to one Jewish home, and he took his clothing out, he threw everything, and he put simple clothing. Civil Vilnius. Ok. And he start to run from the place. And that's really what happened. That's the sort of game. They throw everything from their home. It was big house, very big house. They throw everybody from there, his wife, his children, his workers, everything. Where is the rabbi? He's not here. Okay, we're looking for him to rest him. He's not. Now, they took the doors, they put stained, with big stained with the chotemet. Still, yes, nobody can open that. Everything is, it's clean. Till what the judge will say, looking for the rabbi. The rabbi stand to run away back to Egypt. Okay. It took him 3-4 months, no one day. It's not, at the honest, it's not months to go from place to other place, to go round one here till he came to Egypt. And all this time, he couldn't say he's rabbi to anybody. Because the king, it was king of Asmaron. It was. And for that he didn't stop because he was not looking for him. He became some like simple person, some like poor, asking some food, eat. He didn't eat well. And he was tired. He came to Egypt, to Alexandria. When he came to Alexandria, to the shul, he kept it. The Jewish looking person sent it in the middle of the Mincha. I came to help him. One of them, which was that person, is a worker. When they close the place and they throw everybody from the building, he came back to Egypt. What he has to do here? For him, it wasn't took many months. He could take good cars and everything, and to go, shortly he became 2 months, 3 months before the rabbi came. His family there was rich, they gave him one part and everything, and he had everything. But he went to the Mincha, to pray Mincha. When the person he sent it and he came, he saw him and he said, "This rabbi," he said, "Ride away to my house, ride away to my house." That brought him to his house. They gave him something, eat and that, and bring him back. He came back to the life. But he was very, he couldn't talk, he wasn't like that, same like this. But he can listen, open eyes, he understand everything, he hearing, but he cannot talk. The student he loved is Rabbi Elat. He brought the special doctor. The doctor at that time, he understood the problem, but he couldn't even take 2 vitamin pills. One pill is the vitamin B, one vitamin C, and it's okay. He understood what is vitamins. But to make that vitamin, it was very hard work. He said, "That rabbi, he has no power at all. He needed special vitamins." He didn't say vitamins, but special food. He said, "Must to build for him very big pot from Nechoshet." Cutter, special. To take one egg,
calf,
shake it to him, to put him in all water together, to cook him. Till the water will come half of the pot. After to take all the meat out, to give to other people to eat. And that half of the water to put 20 roasters and 100 chicken, I don't know how many, I said 100, I don't know, 10, 20, and to cook them together till there will came water of the water. When it came to water to the water, to take all the meat to give to other people and to put vegetables now. Fruit and vegetables, that and that and that and that, to cook everything, it will come one plate. And that plate, all the power, all vitamins, I'm talking you will understand now vitamins, but if you say vitamins, all the power from all meat and all that is coming in that place. If that rabbi will be in that place, we take big power inside, he start to talk and to be okay and to come back to his power. Ooh, it's very hard to do that. But what not doing for the rabbi? He did that. It's not saying like now you're the garden, the kitchen, you're doing that in a few hours. It took weeks to do that. To do the fire, to do that, to cup it, to bring everything, to take, it's boiling, it's big, big work. I remember my mother, but she was only to make this ass wash. It was taking one day. Only to wash a few pieces to the to put in the primus, the fire.
Rosochet?
To put the primus and the...
Yeah.
And the primus, I didn't want to see the tag. I'm not here. I come to the time you. I take a thing of camuclisa. I come to the time you. I hear the primus. The fire and the kids don't have a path. והייתי שם יום שלם לחבש את הדגלים. זה לא מכונה צ'יק צ'ק, והיום יאיור ויאיור. זה לא ככה. זה היה. אז תתארו לעצמכם את האוכל הזה. It took weeks. ברוך השם, והרכב to the plate. Now the rabbi had the third model for him. He's sitting in bed. He looked at the weeping mat, and the student, he took the plate. The soup, everything inside, it's very fat, all power inside. He came, Rabbi, that's your life, please drink. Chip! He fell down. That's up on his end. Everything fell on the floor. Finito la commedia. Finish. He couldn't get into doing that anymore. He said, finish. לא, לא, תודה, זה בסדר, ככה, זה טוב. לא, לא, זה טוב, זה טוב. שם, שם. So, at that moment, the rabbi started to be happy, to laughing. The student became shy again. The rabbi is stupid. Now it's time to cry. All his life, it was in that place. That fell down, he must have cried, I lost. He can happy, and I gave him good news. Now this, he reminded himself, last time on the plate, it was also with plates. The boat with plates. Something midah, connected midah. Something with plates. In the first place, he cried when he was to be happy. And now when he was to be, to cry, he became happy. He don't understand. He couldn't do that again. It's only once he can do that for his rabbi. No more. It's very hard work. And other money, and he can. He didn't have to do that again. But the rabbi, from that moment by himself, he said to come back. With smaller soup, simple soup, and a little things what can mix to give him to his mouth, he became okay. After a few weeks, he started to talk, he started to walk, he became to himself. That happened on one side. The other side, the Jewish started to send to the rabbi, letters. No answering. There are sent people to check what's going. The rabbi is not answering. I found the story. The king wants to give him because the Rosh HaGolah became Moiser. Not only Moiser really, he gets Alila on him because it's not true. He didn't need something to the Kotel. He was to help the Kotel. He wanted to Jewish Nedech there. Now I came to the Rosh HaGolah and told him, listen, if the rabbi is not here in his place in short time, we're killing you. Not care about you, not about your family. Everything we're killing. People came to him very nervous. The blood and the eyes. He's showing, he looked, the blood and the eyes. No question, we're giving you 2 months, no more. If the rabbi is not here, khalas, atbah. To show you that the rabbi, the Rosh HaGolah, all his family. And he knew that, because for them the rabbi is before everything. What he did, he came to the king. He told him, I'm sorry, I did a mistake. I checked all this time to find really what's going with the rabbi. And I understood he did that only to give to the poor people there, Jewish, money to make fight to the crusades. To kill them inside. It was so good for you, and I didn't know that. I had mistake what I thought about him. He said, okay, you are the witness. He said, right, I'm questioning everything. He canceled everything. He opened the door, he can come. Start people saying, and all were hurt. Where is the rabbi? He can come back. No problem anymore. I said, we are going to hear that. He must to come back. His family is there, everything there. And the moment he left, he talked to the rich, to his slave, he didn't can believe anymore. It's not slave, it's worker. What's the name? Ozer Shelo.
Helper.
He didn't can with him. It was now his family and everything. He cannot move again to the... He told him, I want to bless you. You bless me your life, what you did for me, with the copper and everything, and all. My life, I got it in your home. I will bless you. What you want? Money? I will bless you. I said, no, Rabbi, I don't need money. Okay, I bless you for whatever before you did. I said, that's good. But I have one question to ask him. Why in the moment that the plate came from the river, you start crying? When the other plate, when he fell down, you start to be happy. He told him, listen. The Pasuk says, Tashet Enosh Adaka. Hashem has limit for to be up and to be down. When you are told and trusted, you cannot be stand in one place. You must to move. When you told me the plane came from the river, it was very bad news for me because I cut to the top. No more path from that. Stand like that, no more. If it's not to go more from that up, it's to start to go down. And the truth is bad news. No, it cannot be more from that. Yalla. Tacht el arb. But it's right. But the other place with the camps, when I was so down, it was that. More from that it cannot be. Now I must go. Cannot be more down from that. So what? So that. Everything he lost, his family, everything. All the from chief rabbi to be to chief rabbi is very hard. Lose everything, and the life also. And last moment, if it's still it was eating that, it didn't help from the God. But if the God didn't have to lose that, to fail from your hand, that say you won't help him without that. No more doubt. And I see, I said, grew up, and I get now to my end, and I'm going to my place. I don't want to be so stuck up, I'm afraid. Don't let me again to be so up. Because
he
said, ah, it's not
committee,
you know.
We're not
so good. They understand now? This is the story. What is that? Too much hated to the up. Till the place coming, he bringing Gevura. Too much Gevura, till fall down, he bringing Terachim. They understand now? Because it's very strong. When it's coming, Lamed Gimel, it changed to be and God. Other than using. There is three in the middle. What I said, Elohim, when he changed, the letters, he became M in the middle 33. And God. You look at that at one place here.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. And God. Now that's coming. Elohim, he changed. It's Terahim. And 22 is very stronger. It became everything stronger, stronger. 33, it starts to change from Elohim to Terachem. That's what Rabbi Shimon was, his neshama, to work in that, he did that all his life. To take person, it was very such dinim on him, very hard dinim on him, to change him to be terachem, to be too pity to him. He was mevatel gezerot ra'ot from the people, alas. And lag ba'omer is bitul gezerot ra'ot. Because that, it lag territory from Emgal, and he didn't kubali using from lag ba'omer, other names come out of the Kabbalah, the Omer. Not using Elohim anymore, using Engad. And that power, with that holy name, Rabbi Shimon, he had, we did that, he worked in that to move the people from the very hard dinim to the best, to the Rahmanu, to give pity to them. For that, he's connected with that day, and he was very happy in that day, till he was happy to go there in that day to be very happy, because he said Rabbi Shimon is very happy. If people come to him on that day, to be happy with him. How was that Rabbi Shimon? This is Rabbi Shimon. Now if you can go, you can, I can continue another one now. For myself, no problem. If you came up to say Seriha tomorrow morning, go.
Tomorrow.
I understand you have Seriha tomorrow morning. למי תשים כיפה? לגוי תשים כיפה. זה בדיוק כמו שאתה לוקח על החזיר שם את המלח.
הגוי הזה, תשמע לי, הוא חסיד.
אני יודע, הוא חסיד, כן.
15 שנה הוא כבר פה.
כן.
הוא שומע.
אתה יודע שהשומרים הכי טובים בשואה הם היו עושים שהרגו את הבוסים שלהם?
זה נכון.
אלה שהיו הכי נאמנים, לא עשתם את השנה, 20 שנה.
אין אמונה בגוי הרבה.
אין אמונה בגוי, נאמנים.
איך
שיש? עזוב. אני לא מאמין ביהודי, אני מאמין בגוי. אני לא מאמין ביהודי.
מה זה?
אני לא מאמין בכל אחד. צריך לבדוק אחריו, כתוב כבדו וחשדו. יש מעשה במדרש עם רבן גמליאל, אתה לא מכיר את זה?
תגיד
לי מה? יום אחד רבן גמליאל היה גר ביבנה. יום אחד הגיע רב אחד מהתנאים, עם הלבוש של התנאים האלה, עם לבוש מיוחד לרבנים. והיה לו כאן כזה, וככה כל הבעיה של הרבנים וכל הזה, הלבוש הגיע, נכנס לישיבה ביבנה. והתחיל לדרוש דרשות בגמרא, בתורה, ותוקים מדבש ונופת תוקים. כל התלמידי חכמים שמעו אותו נהנו. בא רבן גמליאל שהיה נשיא, אמר לו, אתה מוזמן עלינו לביתי. ועשה לכבודו סעודה, שחט, פרה לכבודו. הזמין כל החכמים, תמיד חכם בא לעיר, עשו סעודה גדולה ודברי תורה, הוא בראש כולם, ככה וככה וככה. כשגמרו הולכים לישון, רבן גמליאל היה וילה עם שתי קומות, היה נשיא. אז לא היה מדרגות כמו פה, המדרגות היה כמו של המטוס של פעם, אם אתם זוכרים, עם גלגלים, תופסים את המדרגות ומזיזים אותם בצדדים.
סולם כזה.
סולם מדרגות. והעלה אותו לקומה השנייה, ליד הסלון הגדול עם כל הזהב, סידר לו מיטה יפה, שלחו לישון מסר בגמליאל לקח את
הסולם,
הזיז אותו עתידה, שהוא לא יוכל לרדת. אמרו לו, אשתו וראי, מה זה? אמר, כבדהו וחשדהו. כבדהו וחשדהו.
Respectem and suspectem.
בחצי הלילה שמעו בום, באים לראות, זה היה גנב. אסף את כל התחתים של רבן גמליאל ושל אשתו, שם אותה בציפייה של הציפית של הצמיחה. זה לא רבנים, זה גנבים ודמות רבנים. אל תגיד זה רבנים, זה רעבנים. כן,
רעבנים.
בקיצור, והוא בא לרדת, עכשיו יברח כעת עם הכל.
יברח יעקב.
לא יברח יעקב, זה ביברח לבן זה. זה לא יעקב. אל תכניס את זה ליעקב. אם כל מיכה יעקב אתה עושה את יעקב כמוהו, אז זה בא לך. בקיצור, לקח את הכל, הוא בא לרדת, הוא נפל, הוא חושב שיש מדרגה, הוא עובר את הרגל, בום. נהיה רעשם, הוא קיים, ראו אותו עם רגל שמורה, אבל בגבי הוא הפיל את הכל. אמר להם, למה צריכים כבדו וחשדו? אני מכיר אותו? אז מה אם הוא למד? גם יש לי רמת תורה, הוא נהיה תלמיד חכם? אז כל מי שלמד בישיבה היה רמת תורה. כמה חברים עזו אותי בישיבה תורה ונהיו שחם, לא חכם? אז מה, ידעו ללמוד, אבל התאוות שלהם הוציאו אותם לדעתם ולדעתם. לא רוצה שזה ללמוד, איך הוא מתנהג בחיים. זהו, אני אשמוך לכל אחד בגלל שהוא בא לי עם תאות, עם נגבר, עם עיני את הראש, ועשה ככה. איזה זה עבוד הזה. שחקנים יש הרבה. ואיזה שקוראים לזה פולים שפיל. פולים שפיל, קוראים לזה.
פולים.
יש הרבה שמשחקים לזה. לא, גם זהו וחשדהו.
חזק וברוך.
חזק וברך.
חזק וברך.
הוא רוצה להביא כעת את העשירי השני.
באמת יפה מאוד.
כל שוב.